Wow, I'm just overwhelmed. I am thankful. I am so happy to be here this morning. It has been 6 incredible years that I, which means Grace Network and Jubilee Church International Pensacola especially, has been a part of this wonderful gospel adventure together in the nation of Pakistan and the nations around the world. And it is my great honor, my privilege to be with my friends, brothers and sisters in the faith who have been praying for us and who have been standing with us in all the days. I can't say that every day is easy, but I can surely tell you that every day we are seeing heaven manifesting upon Pakistan. Every single day we are seeing it happening. I am very thankful to my very dear brother. He's like he has got that father's heart, and I'm thankful to Pastor Lynn, Sister Pamela Bellinger. I got Mama Darlene right here. Yeah, she's a darling. I do not call her Darlene. I say she's darling, Mama. Right? Sister Angela is right here. Pastor Tim. This is a wonderful and a beautiful family. They are so compassionate and dedicated to serve the Lord. Well, I am not here today with any of the ministry's name or any slogan or any title, or not even here to tell me that how awesome I am. I am though, but I'm not here to tell you that. But I'm here with one name. The name which is not in the grave. The name which is not on the cross right now. The name which is resurrected. He is resurrected. And I have come to you in the name of the resurrected King Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you something this morning. That Jesus Christ never came to build the American church. I'm sorry I said that, but Jesus never came to build the American church. Jesus never came to build the Pakistani church. He neither came to build an English church, a white church, or a black church, or the yellow church, or the purple church, or the pink church, but he came to build his church. That's his church. I'm coming to you from a nation where we're dying for the name of the religion is so easy. We're dying on the name of the religion is so easy. People can give up their life and they are ready to kill themselves and someone on the name of their religion. But this is what I teach people. This is what I live for. That more than we are ready to die for Christ, we got to live for Christ. More than we are ever ready to give up our lives for Christ, we got to live our lives for Christ and live it the way. Every single day in that culture where you are restricted, where you are bounded, where you cannot go freely, where you have to take some certain special permissions to do the things you do. I'm coming from that country, that nation. But there is one thing which I am seeing every single day, that this resurrected Jesus Christ is saving people with his great love, his great grace. We are seeing Jesus saving people from all cultures and all backgrounds and all languages and all backgrounds. I mean, when I say backgrounds, when I say that people from all backgrounds, I mean backgrounds, from all backgrounds. And there is one thing which is saving those lives. That is the love of Jesus Christ. I am seeing those religious people who are the leaders, who were before the terrorists, criminals, we are seeing them being saved. And when they are saved, they are like, where were we lost all of our life? The peace is found right here in the feet of Jesus Christ. This is what our heartbeat is. You might have got these magazines and these one-page kind of brochures in your hands on which I have written down all the things of my heart, what we are doing. These are not just the brochures or the magazines. We have prayed over them. When you were handing them, when you were having them in your hand, I want you to do one quick thing. Save Pakistan. Can you say that with me right now? Lord, save Pakistan. We got to see Pakistan saved for the glory of the Lord. You know, Reinhard Bonnke. How many of you know Reinhard Bonnke? Yeah? He always used to say this one thing. Populating heaven, plundering hell. And whether it's about planting water hand pumps for those people who are dying. But, you know, it's so good. I mean, the day I came, you know, they have a wonderful water system at their home. But this is so true that you can even open the tap of your home in the kitchen and drink the water. It's a clean water. I mean, for me, I was telling Mama Pam that from the day I am here, my stomach has got better. You know, if you drink water, because it's coming from the gutters or black, muddy streams. And just in 2019, we saw over 2,000 children died just because of drinking that water. I don't have the statistics right now of what happened in 2020. But you know, this thing is so real for them. Whether it's about bringing sewing machine, you know, microfinance businesses to the women who have been molested and raped and sexually abused because of their faith in Christ when they go out to work. Or whether we are out there doing the things of the ministry, planting churches. This year, by the way, I want to tell you this thing, that this year in 2021, we are forward to build 30 churches in Pakistan. 30 churches this year in 2021, we are going to do that. We are going to do that. I said we are going to do that. Yes. You know, this is what the Lord has come for. All of the things you have in your hand right now, these are, you know, I just really wanted to bring some of the stories to you in the written form as well. But I just want to tell you so quickly that project and every single thing you were seeing on those magazine or the handbills, they have hundreds and thousands of stories behind who were persecuted for the name of the Lord. Right now, when I'm speaking to you, they are trapped there in generation to generation slavery. Now, this is what we have written down. If you see in the front page where the logo of Grace Network is right below it, there is a line written, communicating the gospel and making God's love visible. This is what we live for. This is what we breathe for. That to the nation where gospel has been restricted over the years, we believe that God is about to open the doors like never before. Can you say amen? Yes. And I believe that the days are coming when every single drop of the blood of a martyr is going to give not just birth to one church, but it's going to give birth to hundreds and thousands of churches right there. I believe that. I believe this with all of my heart. And we are seeing it happening. I'm going to preach more on all of this. But please go through the magazine. Read every single line. It's my heart I written out in it. Please pray. Please pray for Middle East and Asia. God has expanded our boundaries all over. But this is so important. As the Bible says, that continue to pray for each other. Each other. Because who is here who can... Is there somebody who can say that I'm a white church? Can somebody say I'm a black church? Can I say I'm a brown church? No. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Maybe when we are here in the flesh, these boundaries of the countries have said this is America and this is Pakistan and this is Canada and this is that and this is that and this is that. But we know that we are just one church of Jesus Christ. We are just one church. We might have different languages to speak, but we are one church of Jesus Christ. With great faith, I am here today. With great faith, I'm here today. And I believe that as we are gathered this morning, the Lord is going to birth something new. And the Lord is about to do something new when I go back to my home. Amen? Yes. I mean, there are so many things I want to talk to you about. But with great faith right now, on behalf of all the martyrs and on behalf of the church in Pakistan,
And on behalf of my wonderful and amazing team of Grace Network, who are always ready and compassionate to give up their lives for the Lord, who are living for the Lord, who are breathing for the Lord, who are on the highways and the byways always, just for one single name, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. On behalf of all of them, I'm here to do one thing. I want Josh, if he's listening to my voice, I would like you to please bring... please. I'm going to do with great faith and great belief. These are the traditional dress from one of the region where we are about to plant a church, right? Where you know about the name of all the terrorist groups which are operating in Pakistan, right? So we are about to plant a church right next, I mean, in the neighborhood of their bases when I go back from here in April. But this is something important. I believe that Jubilee Church has been a part of every single thing we have done in Pakistan. With your prayers, your financial giving, the seeds you have sown in Pakistan, we have been able to do so much. And I think that on the Mission Sunday, you have saw some of it. And I believe that the best of the Lord is with all of my heart. These are not just the words, this is my heart to you. That the best of the Lord is yet to come. So with great faith, I would like to ask Pastor Lynn Bellinger, because he is the father to this church, and he is leading this congregation and this body, which is impacting the nation of Pakistan and the nations across Middle East, Arab, and Asia. And this is the traditional cap and the shawl of that region, with what I'm talking about, where we are about to plant the church. This is the traditional clothes from there. And I believe that God is about to open more doors, and we are going to see millions and 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 millions of souls to be won for the name of the Lord. So Pastor Len, can I please have you here? And I want to present this on behalf of all the families, the churches, and our ministry in Pakistan. Wow. Can I have your huge round of applause for this great, mighty general of faith, brother? We got so much to do. We got so much to do. Please.
I typically don't look good in hats, but I'm going to keep this one on for a minute. I believe that God is speaking to us, and you're going to hear more in just a minute, but what he didn't say is that there are certain things and names that you would know that he cannot say simply because we're broadcasting. Because it would put his whole ministry in danger and jeopardy. The name of the place where this comes, you would be familiar with. The place where they're putting a church is literally a huge risk. And all the churches there. The place that statistically now, just even in recent statistics, is the nation that is the number one nation for persecution of Christians in the world right now. More Christians are persecuted there than any other individual nation in the world. It's a realm that, with all of our problems and travesties and injustices, they don't even begin to compare to where the church there lives every single day. And so this is a huge, huge piece. And not only do you do these going into the churches, but he's going into the poorest regions, bringing fresh water, which is life for them, bringing water, bringing schools, education. We're doing things with them to support this. Not only that, but we're supporting church that every day puts their life on the line just to say the name of Jesus. And I want to give two statistics that you gave earlier you didn't give today. Number one, there are 650 tribes, right, in Pakistan alone that have never in their life one time heard the name of Jesus. Never once. We still have work to do. 650. It's just amazing to see the tremendous persecution they put, especially on the women who go to get water, who go to just do their life. And every day while they go, they are taken and sexually abused every single day because they're Christians, because they're believers. This is huge, guys. This is real. This is not just something that's put on. And so when he presented this to me and I asked him to do it here in front of you. He actually did this. My wife is wearing also what he had presented to her, beautiful shawl. But I believe that we're a part of something that is so world changing. And we're a part of God's work all over the world. And how many know everywhere there's lost people, including at your job, maybe in your family. Maybe, and no matter where they are, they're lost. But we have said something for years at this church. It's not fair for anyone to hear the gospel twice until everyone has had a chance to hear it once. So we're doing this today. And I'm just saying this today from my heart. And if you're worried if I'm getting ready to receive an offering from you for this guy, then be worried because I am. Amen. We're going to give to this guy today. And we're going to give, and we do give to him every month. A couple of weeks ago, we had our special missions emphasis Sunday. And if you haven't made a commitment this year to just give monthly toward just our missions work from this church, please do, because a portion of that goes to Donish every month, but we want to bless him especially today. And I'm just going to ask they've already got the offering receptacles up here as well. You can do the same thing that you gave before. You can text to give. You can give online. You can give on our app or by the envelopes in the front of you. That any way you want to give, you can participate. And you can, if you're like, how do I mark this to make sure everything, 100% of this offering will go back into Pakistan, and also you can even write that on the envelope if you want, or to notate that giving. But we want to bless him. But there's another way I want to bless you, and I want to ask some of our core leaders, our core elders, to come join me at the front. I'm going to ask my wife to come. Ask Bob if you and my mom would come, and Pastor Tim and Ange, Jadine, please come. Reggie, I know you're here. If you're here and part of our team, I want you to come up here, Gary. And then I want to invite, before we give today, I want to invite you to come back up here, Donish. Because we have, and I'm going to take this off for just a second. We have a tremendous opportunity to do this formally, not just in a financial blessing, but also this man and his staff and his ministry. He also has a television station, Grace Network. He has a television station that is reaching all of Pakistan and the areas, and is believing God for the funds to take it to satellite, where he can reach into all the Muslim world with the gospel through the television and the social media program. And he's doing all of this, and I'm sorry to do this because I know you don't like me to do it, but what you guys don't understand is this guy right here, he's, how many here are in your kind of early 30s or younger? Wave your hand at me. Yeah. This guy here is, He's 29 years old. And I say that to say God spoke to him and he laid his life down for the purpose of reaching Muslim people when he was 17. And has been serving for these years in ministry. And I think how much did we accomplish by 30 years old? I'm just saying if the fruit of this ministry, and I shared this with him personally, has gone this far by where he's at, imagine where it's going to go in the next 30 years. Imagine where it's going to go in the next 30 years. So for me, it is a privilege for us to be able to lay our hands on him. He has for many years already been, or you have to be registered with the government to even do ministry there. You have to have humanitarian or business to even be able to share the gospel there, and all of which he has. But today we are connecting him formally with Jubilee Church, Jubilee International Ministries, and we're also recognizing that ordination here with us today, and we want to just pray over him today. So I'm just going to ask you to step up here so you're not kind of hidden fully behind the podium. And I'm just going to ask us to gather around you, and we're going to pray over you right now. Come on. Just extend your hands up here. Holy Spirit, you spoke in your word, in Hebrews chapter 6, about the laying on of hands. Lord, the putting our hands upon someone to tie ourselves in the spirit with the work that they are doing. Lord Jesus, to acknowledge that work. And Lord God, to connect ourselves and to recognize your divine ordination on the life of a man or a woman. And today, God, we take this man under our hands, God, and our house, Lord Jesus. And God, we speak over his calling, God, as an evangelist, as a carrier of the gospel. Lord, as one who builds and plants and establishes your churches in the earth, God. Lord God, even for the calling on his life apostolically. Lord, we call him forward, Jesus, to even a higher level. And God, I'm even humbled, Lord. I feel like he should be putting his hands on me. But God, today, Lord, we're putting our hands on him as a church. We're surrounding him and we're covering him, God. Bless him. Protect his wife. Protect his children. Protect his staff and their families, God. Cover them so that the voice would not be quenched in the hard places. Give him divine favor, God, with men who are lost. Give him divine favor, God, with businessmen and Muslim leaders, God. And give him divine favor, Lord Jesus, with politicians. God, give him favor with those in leadership, God, that he could have open doors to preach the gospel. And Lord, we lay hands on him today. And Lord, although he's been connected to us today, we formally are able to physically put our hands on him and lay hands on him today as part of our network of ministries. And we receive him, Lord, and we bless him in the work. And we thank you for it. I hear the Lord saying, Donish, in the word of God, he said, I set before you an open door. And I hear the Lord saying today that I set before you an open door. Not even the open doors that you have, that you've seen, but ones that are still coming. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that the open door, God, is coming, Lord, over his life. God, that he is so, those hands, God, that he has extended, Lord, Lord, that have healing, that have rescued countless thousands of broken people, People that would have normally even killed themselves, oh God. People that he's watched with his eyes be blown into pieces, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that it has not affected his heart, but he continues to reach and embrace. God, that he continues to go. So today I thank you, Lord. Lord, that you said just to me that you are setting before him an open door. And the Lord says, I will put my favor and my hand upon you, says God. And even though you will come to an obstacle, says the Lord, I will bring it down before you, and you will step over it, says the Lord, and I will cause the resources that you come, says the Lord, for everything that I have spoken to you to do and put into your heart, says the Lord, and you will see the hand of my Spirit come upon you, and you will know, says the Lord, that I am with you, for I will anoint you, says God, in this season with divine healing and miracles more than what you have ever seen, says God. And says the Lord, even though you are younger, says the Lord, than many of the men you stand across from, there will be a respect and a fear, says the Lord, because of my presence upon your life. And I will be with you, says God, and I will touch you mightily, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah.
I heard God say, just like Jesus, your heart is just like the heart that was in my son. And Jesus, just before he left, he said, greater works than I do, you'll do. And I heard God say, I'm giving you the anointing of greater works. And that you're not thinking big enough. I know the plans are big in your heart and in your head, but God said, it's not big enough. Because I have appointed you for this hour. I have appointed you for this season. And it's not just in the region of the world that you're in, but it's worldwide. And God has put the heart of Jesus in you because you are in a realm that needs to know the love of God. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. No matter what people say, you do what God says to do. No matter what people do, you do what God says to do. No matter what you see happening in the world and around you, you do what God says to do because you have the heart. And not only do you have it, God is going to empower you to impart it. It's going to be like a fire to those around you. Just coming in your contact, they're going to be like, I need what he has. I want what he has. I want to be who he is. I want to trust the God that he trusts. I want to have the heart that he has. Just like Jesus. Don't question it. Don't wonder if you're crazy, because you are. You're crazy to be doing what you're doing where you're doing it. But Jesus was pretty crazy too. He said, I'll love no matter what. Thank you, Jesus.
And even though your wife can't be here today, God spoke to me and he said, something is leaving from this room and going to where she is right now. Because in the same way you've laid down your life, she's laid down your life. And God is sending something from this room right now to her and to your family right now. And Holy Spirit, we just release something over them and a new level of grace. A new level of grace to do more than they ever thought was possible. To do above and beyond what could ever be fathomed. But today we cover her and I release a favor and an anointing for the women of Pakistan. I release it right now over the women that something would rise and that there would be a new level of protection around believers who are women in that nation. God, I pray a hedge of protection around the children of their nation right now. And I declare, God, that you shall be their strong tower. God, that you shall be around them and that there shall be a new favor over women and children in Pakistan. I declare it, God, in Jesus' name. And let Anita, God, let her be a voice in Pakistan in this season. In Jesus' name.
Donish, I believe that there's something that is so biblically profound about what's going to happen to you beginning in June when you turn 30. just like Jesus with his ministry. How he began his ministry at that point. You have seen so much up to this point. God is saying you are going to see greater. Beginning on your birthday, you are going to see greater. You are going to see multitudes like never before. And you look to Pastor Len as a spiritual father, but God is saying that he's making you a father of nations because of your heart for his people. That's why he's placed you in places that nobody else would go, because even though your eyes have seen death, you are going to see the life in so many people's eyes because of you laying down your life for God's people. It's not for your name. It's not for your glory. It's all for his name and it's all for his glory. So son, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm just telling you to prepare to accommodate for the greater that God is about to place in your hands, because he trusts you, in Jesus' name.
Brother Danish, I just want to pray for you, just that the fire of the Holy Spirit would come upon you, not only to consume the Lord's enemies, but for the souls, man, and for refreshing. So would you all just stretch your hands this way? Holy Spirit, we just thank you for this brother. Lord, we thank you for the office and the anointing of the evangelist, Lord God, that burns in us, Lord. For the heart of the Father that burns in us, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for the joy set before you. You endured the cross. And Lord, we just ask right now that the fire of the Holy Spirit, Lord, let the fire of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, just consume him right now. Just receive it, brother. Lord, I thank you for the fire, Lord, that will consume all of his enemies, Lord. The Lord's going to go before you, brother. And consume all of the Lord's enemies. And the fire of the Holy Spirit for the winning of souls. Lord, we just release it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Ooh, sorry we're taking some time, but this is very important. Amen. Come on, can you give the Lord an incredible offering of your praise? Hallelujah. We want to present this to you, man. Amen. All right, now we're going to bless him naturally, amen, with resources that he does desperately need to do the things that God has called him to do. Amen. So right now I'm just going to invite you, if you have given or if you want to give, Lord, we ask you to receive this second offering we're doing today for the purposes of your work for a huge harvest in the nation of Pakistan, God. Reaching people that we cannot even go to, we can't even reach, we can't even speak to. But Lord, through our giving, we're extending an arm and a voice today. Bless this offering and receive it as worship to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, you can come if you want to bring your offerings forward. If you are giving by phone or that way, then you can also just do that right there at your seats. And so... you just never know what's going to happen at Jubilee, amen? But thank you for being here, and thank you for just being patient with us in this time, because what we're doing right now is literally life and death for the world. It literally is today, amen? And I believe that with all my heart. So I know some of you may have some things you want to share, and you can share that with him toward the end. But right now, I'm going to invite Donish Peter, come on right back up here. And I said, man, with the things you do and the word you carry, I don't want to preach to you. I need you to preach to me today. How many say, I need you to preach to me today? Amen. To stir me up to do those things. So just thank you, brother. We just release you. And God bless you. Thanks again for being at Jubilee today.
So powerful. So can we all shout together, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Come on. Let's give a big hand for the Lord. A big hand for the Lord. If you have your Bible with you, can you please turn with me to the Gospel of John?
And there is something very important, profound, what the Lord has spoken to me this morning for the church. And I believe that this is not just for this church, this is for the church of Jesus Christ. And even the people who are watching us online, it is for them. So I really want you, if you are connected with me right now online, I want you to share this broadcast to somebody today and let them know that the Spirit of God is moving right here inside the Jubilee Church International in Pensacola. And you are going to be blessed. Our God is the God of time, space, and distance. It does not matter where we are. He is ready to touch our lives. I usually say this, that my hands are short to reach to you, but the hands of the Lord are so long to touch your life. Amen. So let's turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12. And I just want to go through with you to a couple of verses. Let's read it from the verse 25 and 26. The Bible says, "He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." And the people of God said, "Amen, amen." So, I am here this morning just to release to you what I carry on my life. And not just me, this is the heart, the very heart of Jesus Christ. The King of the King and the Lord of the Lords. And it makes my mind go 360 degrees around whenever I think that what really brought Jesus Christ to this world, even though he was the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords. He was the Alpha and Omega, and he is and he will be. There is none like him. But still, he accepted to come down right from heavens and be born of a virgin in a spot, in a place where normally people do not even want to go. There are cows and there are goats. And there is every kind of dirt there. But Jesus Christ, even though being the King, being the Lord, being God himself, accepted to come down so much. Come down so much that he accepted to be born at a place like that. And for a man who himself is already into sin and darkness and rebel against the living God. There are still people around the world who do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord or Savior. And people do not even believe that he is God. People know Jesus by very many different names. People know Jesus by the name of Ishwar. People know Jesus by the name of Isa al-Masih. People know him as the name of Prabhu. But people do not recognize Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of this world. But for us, he is the Lord and the King and God himself. He is God on earth for us. He came down for us who were in sin and darkness and rebel against him. He came down for us who were into all kind of darkness and guilt and shame. And many times people do not even guilt and shame about the things they do. They just do it with such pride. They just do it with such pride. But I am here today to tell you this, that until this world do not die inside us, until the desires of this world do not die inside us, until the pleasures of this world do not die in us, until we do not leave seeking for the things of this world. You know, I love the scripture where it says, seek first. You know that, right? Seek first the kingdom and righteousness. Righteousness of God. And some things will be added to you, right?
A few things will be added to you. Little bit. A cup of coffee will be added to you. Some things will be added to you. No, it says all will be added to you. But first, seek his kingdom. I love to say that we are the kingdom carrier on this world. Wherever we are, the kingdom is right there. But the thing is, are we ready to go everywhere to bring the kingdom? Now, this is the challenge right there. Are we ready to go? The kingdom is in us, and wherever we are going, this kingdom goes with us. But are we ready to go in the places where people are afraid to go? People do not want to go. It's dirty, it's sweaty, it's bad. The cow stinks and all that. If we are ready to go, will we go? The scripture says that until this world do not die inside me, I am telling you that I have people, I can tell you about their lives. They do not have food to eat. They do not have clothes to wear. They do not have shoes to wear. They do not have shelter to live under. But they are so ready 24/7, all 7 days a week and 365 days in the year, that they have presented their lives to Jesus Christ. They say, oh my God, I want to tell you this thing. Years back, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Danish, what can you do for me? And that was the day I made this commitment to God. Not to any man, not to my mama or my dada, not to my wife, not to my friends. I made this commitment with him. I said, Lord, I will serve you. I will serve you even if I will not have any penny in my pocket. These were my words. I said to him that if you're going to give me money, it's good. But even if you will not give me money, I will still serve you. And the days came. And the days came when I had to walk kilometers and miles just to preach to a group of people. I had no money to pay for the bus or any public transport even. The days literally came. The Lord tested me in all the ways. That is the commitment which he has made, will he fulfill that commitment? Will he stand on his word for me? I said, Lord, I am going to serve you, does not matter what. And then the days come. And then I get to meet people around Pakistan. I get to meet people around the globe, even here in the very heart of the United States of America. Where there are people who are ready to go the highways and the byways, to the dark and to the light, just for one name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It says that until the world do not die inside you, you cannot serve him. I get to meet one of the family. You know, I actually wanted to tell you that why I picked up this verse. It has been close to my heart from the time we had a suicide bombing in one of the church in Peshawar. Hundreds were injured, many died, and the injured means lost their eyeballs, lost their arms, lost their legs. That's called injured. That's not small wounds that you might get the bandage on and it will get healed. No, they lost their body parts. And many people die. That time, the Lord put this word in my heart. And then, there was another thing the Lord spoke to me that time. That until the seed do not goes in the ground and die, till then it cannot bear any fruit. But when it dies, when it dies, it will bring some fruit, a little bit, a lot of fruit. But until this thing do not die in us,
we can't bear any fruit. We may have a lot of money in the world. We may have Gucci and Armani and whatever. And Pastor Len just bought me some wonderful shoes, brother. Thank you for that. You might have everything of this world, but still your life is going to be fruitless. Fruitless. You might have met those people who will tell you that, brother, I earn good. I have a big business, but I don't have any peace inside me. Still, there is something happening inside me. I don't feel like I'm happy. You can't be happy because this world is still alive in you. You are not ready to say that for me, first is His kingdom. So I met this family after that suicide bombing in Peshawar church. I met this man who lost his wife and two daughters. And when I met him, I was curious to ask him a lot of questions about what he feels when he lost his wife and daughters. I was astonished and I was amazed and I was broken in my heart when I heard those words from his mouth. He said, brother, I want to tell you this. I have forgiven those who have killed my wife and daughters. I have forgiven them who have killed my wife and daughters. And it make the people go nuts. What in the world? I, as a father, you know, I'm a husband, and I'm the father of two wonderful sons, and the third one is on the way. Possibly it's a girl, right? I place myself as a father, and I think that if God forbid something happens to my wife and my children, how will I respond? I might go and I might bomb them. You know, I'm a human. I might go and I might do something about it. Just thinking about it. And this guy is saying to me that I have forgiven them who have killed my wife and daughters. He said, because Jesus has forgiven them who killed him too. I think that how well people are soaked in the nature and character of Jesus Christ. And these kind of things only happen when this world die in you. These things, you will be the living witness. You will be the testimony of the resurrected Jesus only if the world die in you. Only if the cars die in you. Only the shelter dies in you. Only when the food dies in you. All of these things are wonderful, and I would love to be a rich guy because, you know, when you have money, you can put influence on people and the governments and all that. I'm not saying against it. Jesus loves you to be fruitful, blessed, rich, prosper. But until you will be desperately seeking for it. It's about that nature and that character. That if you're seeking more of the things and less of Jesus, you're going nowhere but hell. You're going nowhere but hell. This thing die in you. And kingdom lives in you. Kingdom is birthed in you. Jesus, His love, His fire, His words. I mean, it's all about Him. Then only you will be the living witness. The scripture says in the book of Acts, where Jesus was telling his disciples about Jesus telling the disciples about the Holy Spirit. You shall be my witness in all of Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria. And then he says, and to the whole world. These guys were not even empty of the world, I tell you. They ran away, you know that, right? They ran away when the time of the crucifixion came. They ran away. And they were like hiding themselves and doing all of the things which, you know, many people would do today. The scripture says
on the day of Pentecost, this happened. That kingdom birthed inside them. The kingdom birthed inside them. When the fire came upon them. When the fire came upon them. That fire, I believe, have burned everything inside them. The Holy Spirit, right? It killed everything of this world inside them. And there was one thing after that which they lived for. And I love to say it this way always. I am less interested. I mean, I'm interested, but less interested that what happened inside the upper room. But my interest as an evangelist is always what happened outside. These guys, filled with the kingdom of God, went out and changed the geography of this entire world. They changed the entire geography of this world. Oh my God, I want to tell you, my friend, that today, this morning, you have to empty yourself with the world. You got to empty yourself from the world. I can tell you about those religious leaders who have encountered Jesus Christ once. They have taken off the clothes of religion. And today they are serving the kingdom. Right in their communities, in their people group, they are witnessing Jesus Christ. Those who had long beards, you know people who have long beards? Who have long beards? Your cousin brothers? We call them our cousin brothers, right? Yeah, they are our cousin brothers. They have the long beards. You want me to name? Are you good? Tell me, are you good? Yeah. Many of them are witnessing Jesus Christ today. I really want to tell you something. I met this religious leader. And he was so full of religion and he was so full of his belief system and everything. And he said that, Pastor, he called me once and he said, Pastor, I want to be with you for 3 months. And, you know, so I have in my ministry people of all kinds. We have teachers of apologetics. We have teachers of theology. I myself teach a lot about missions and ministry. So this guy comes to us, encountered Jesus Christ. I just want to tell you very quickly. Encountered Jesus Christ, went back to his belief system. To his belief system. And never told anybody that what Jesus did with him. So 3-4 months later, he comes back to me, he calls me and he said that I want to meet you. I go into their worship place and there I see that where they have their holy book. And when this guy is shown to me, I was shocked to the deep in my spirit. I was shocked and I was moved that there was no holy book of thy, but they had our holy book right there. Inside. And he said, Pastor, I want to tell you, I am a Christian now. Don't tell anyone. I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. I never tell people that, you know, you got to shout it loud that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. Their works will work. And then this guy is right there witnessing Jesus Christ to thousands and thousands right now inside their worship place, proclaiming the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah? That is why I said that I believe that the best of the Lord is yet to come. I want to tell you one more thing about the people in whom the world is dead and they are living for the kingdom. I met this woman and I'm going to tell this story in brief, right? I met this woman in one of the clean water hand pump and this lady was raped 12 times. 12 times. Raped by a group of men. Not just a man, but a group of men. And she attempted to commit suicide 3 times. One time she said that just the thought of my children saved me and came on the spot. The third time, the second time the husband saved, and the third time she had poison, but you know they have herbal doctors in their village. So husband came and quickly took her to the doctor. And she was rescued. When we planted this water hand pump in their village, I'm telling you about that when you go, the kingdom is right there. When you go, the kingdom is right there. The love of Jesus transformed the lives. Sometimes just a little bit what we do changes the entire communities and generations to come. So this woman, we planted this water hand pump in their village. And it's not a custom. It is even restricted for a woman in those villages to even show your face, and they have a kind of a veil inside, in front of their faces, so that the men, even apart from the husband, no other men in the village even can see their face. And now this guy, a brown one from a city called Karachi, goes to this village, complete stranger, goes there as a non-governmental organization. By the way, I want to tell you that we are a television station, and we do so many things under so many different highlights or something like that. This woman raises my hand and with great respect touched my knees. And she's like crying like a baby. I mean, have you seen a baby crying? Like they yell and they are bursted, and she's in that situation. I never knew her story until she told me. She kisses me and then she tells me the story. Brother, I was raped 12 times. And I attempted to commit suicide 3 times. I was saved, never helped us. Our authorities never helped us. What brought you here to help our village? What brought you here to help our village? I mean, I can still. What brought you here in our village? Millions of Christians today living in such countries. Who is going to come to us? Who will help us? Who will be our support? Who will rescue us? You know, this is the scream of many of your brethren around the world. Who is going to come to us? Who will bring it to me? Who will save me? Who will deliver me? Oh my God. It scares me sometimes when I think about those screams. It's like somebody in the dungeon and he's waiting for my hand. I feel that somebody got now. I need to jump into that fire and save that person. Now, I told her, I said, it's heavy on me right now. This woman, I said, I have a boss. His name is Jesus. Yesu. Can somebody say Yesu? Again, say Yesu. Again, come on, say Yesu. That's Jesus in Urdu. I said, I have a boss. His name is Yesu, Jesus. And your village, he have sent me to help you. She said, nobody else ever cared about us. Tell your boss. Tell your boss how thankful we are. Prayed. I said, Lord, she said that she's so thankful to you. My friends, now she and her entire village means by 80 to 7 in average. I don't know what the figure would be. Pump saved that entire village, brought them to Jesus. They experienced the love like never before. My friends, you are the carriers of the kingdom of God. You are the answer of many tears on this earth. Did you hear that? I said that you are the answer of many tears on this earth. You, the church, is the answer of many screams in this world, of many prayers on this earth. You are the answer of many of those who are still living in a situation where they are dying every day and they are looking for the sun. Oh, I love that scripture. Creation waits in eager expectation.
You want to see that? You got to visit me. Where creation is waiting in eager expectation. They are eagerly waiting, expecting for a son and a daughter of God to manifest. Come on, I want to preach you a little more, but can you raise your hands, both hands, up high in the air? Close your eyes. And can you say with me, save one for me. Lord, save one in Jesus' name. One for me. This year's theme is one, right? Yeah? So let's read the scripture one more time and then I'm going to end. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to move in this place right now. If you're sick today, this morning, do know that the sickness is going to run away from your body. If you're seeking for the Holy Spirit to touch you and fill you, He is going to fill you this morning. It says that he who loves his life will lose it. It's very clear. There is no deep theology and doctrine inside it. It says that he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this eternal life. Now people think that if I pray more, I'm going to impress God. If I am going to do this or do that, you know, I'm going to impress God. The scripture says that if you are not caring about others, you are still going to hell. That's what it means. You know dying today and you're doing nothing about it. It says that he who loves his own life, that is selfishness right there. Come on. He who loves his life will lose it. And there is no deep theology in that. It is so clear like a crystal. We'll lose it, we'll lose it, we'll lose it. But he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. That's a ticket for, that's a visa, right? For the kingdom of heaven. That's the visa. If anyone serves me, let, and where I am, there my servant will also be. You know that you're seated in the heavenly realms with Christ right now where he is? There is no way that he's going to sit up on the throne and he's going to ask you to sit on the floor. Right where he is, you shall be. You shall be, and you are right now in the spirit. And I want to tell you this morning, O church, that you, and so do I. God honors you. You are honored. Listen to me. You are honored. This is not a small thing. This is not Danish. This is not even Pastor Len honoring you. This is not any good past honoring you. This is the Father of hosts honoring you. This is the Creator honoring you. This is the Lord of the Lords honoring you. This is the Creator of this entire universe is honoring you. He is honoring you, not because you're so good, not because you perform well, not because you're so religious, not because you pray so well, not because you have so good theology, not because your doctrine is strong, not because you are filled with the Holy Spirit, not even because you pray, move in prophetic, not even because you worship so well, not even because anything of this entire world, but because you cared about those. Because you cared about those who are screaming today. Who are screaming today. My friend, my brother, and my sisters. You are the answer. Heard it from somebody. He said, if not me, then who? Then when? When? When?
And I'm telling you that it's not just a good saying that Jesus is coming soon. He is. I'm telling you, he is coming soon. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor. My wife is such a wonderful woman of God. You know that it's impossible for a man to go if the wife do not want him to go. You know, I cannot come, I cannot travel, I cannot do. She's a sweetheart if she's watching us online. But I want to tell you something. Today, if you're a couple, you're a single, you're a boy, you're a girl, you're a man, you're a woman, you are 60, 50, 20, 19, 70. You are the answer to many prayers. If you're a worship leader or you are a church goer or if you're a pastor, you're an evangelist, it doesn't. You are the answer to the prayers. And this morning I want to tell you, you do not kill those things inside you. You're not going anywhere. And that is clear, and that is not the word. The unchangeable word of God. The unmatched word of God. This morning, church, being your fellow, being a pastor in the body of Christ and being an evangelist to the nations, I want to challenge you this thing. Will you care for someone today? Will you care? If I can have the worship team right now, and I want to pray for America with you. Before I do anything else, I do want to say you. I'm done. I'm almost done. I do want to say this. With all of my heart, from my family and ministry and the church in Pakistan. The Western world, you know, I know. If you say that, you know, you have a lot of sin in America, it's all over the world. It's everywhere. If you think that this thing is only happening in America, oh, America is so bad, America, no. Everything is happening everywhere. Good and bad people everywhere in the world. You will see believers and non-believers everywhere in the world. But you know, this is the nation under God's hand. America, I'm not saying because I'm here. I can say this on any platform. That America is the nation, is a church which has supported the God in the entire world. In the entire world. Can you clap for your own country? For your own people? Come on, do it good. Do it good. And Jubilee Church International is a missions hub for Pensacola. I believe that. I have my brother Pat Fryer here. He has been an incredible friend over the years and a wonderful brother. And each one of you, I know many faces right here. And since the day I am here, you have shown your love to me. I feel so comforted and so pampered. I feel like home right now. For everything you have done for us. But again, I believe I'm here for the first time. I never knew that Pensacola, right there when I, Pat, and Pastor Lett, on that spot where they have that cross, I never knew that you got the shore where the gospel first came in America. And I'm also here in Pensacola, Florida, for the first time in this gospel journey. I feel this is very prophetic. It's very prophetic. The gospel came, when the gospel came in America, it came on the shores of Pensacola Beach. And when I am here, I'm also here in Pensacola. From here, I'm traveling to Alaska, all the way from Pensacola. Alaska, I'll be preaching in Illinois, even and tell that Jesus is alive. I'm going to Alaska. From Alaska, I'm going to Illinois. From Illinois to I'm going to. Come on, somebody. And I want to tell you this. That Jesus smiles when he looks at you. And he honors you with all of my heart. I do. Thank you for your services, your sacrificial or your willing seeds you have sown in the grounds of Pakistan. Over these 6 years of our collaboration, and now it's even more formal. So that's why I said that best is yet to come. But over these 6 years of this wonderful billion saved for the glory of God.
We do want to take Grace Network on the satellite, where we will be, on just one click, we will be able to broadcast in all over Middle East, Arab, and Asia. And also through all of those boxes you have here, Apple TV, Amazon TV, we will be broadcasting right here in America in multiple languages. So it's going to be English, Urdu, Farsi, Arabic, a lot of things. Jesus is so wonderful. He's coming. My friends, this morning, if you feel, my own life, right? I can examine my life like nobody else. Nobody knows what's inside me. If the world still lives inside you, you got to empty yourself this morning. These knees are the best way to do it this morning. Come on your knees and tell him that, Lord, I do it every morning. I'm telling you, I do it every morning. I tell him that, Lord, I'm not enough. And I'm not even worthy for what you have blessed me with. There are millions and millions. I see that every day. I'm not telling you something which I heard from someone. I see this every day. Who sleep every day without having bread. There are millions today who are sacrificing their lives for the name of, for the sake of their faith. You know, Peter and John and all of those wonderful guys ran to Christ, and what they said, "Oh, in your name, even demons bow down to us. In your name, we are casting them. We are seeing all kind of miracles." Jesus responds, "Hey, dude, it's good. I'm turning a little bit American, and I'm learning a lot of terminologies, so dude is a good word, right? So dude, listen, you got to listen to me. You got to listen to me. Enemy asked you from me. Do you know that? Enemy asked you from me. Don't be so happy that miracles and healings are taking place and demons are looking for bound down in my name in front of you. Don't. Enemy asked. Give me Peter. Give me Danish. Give me that person, whoever you can name. Then he says, I have prayed. What was the prayer? That your faith. I was talking to Pastor Len the other day. I said, listen, brother, I believe this with all my heart. And I know this with the scripture, the unchangeable, that the war is not going to be. The things which are happening in this world are no more about power, are no more about who is going to be the next superpower. It is not even about technology. The wars or the rumors of war, it's not about the power, money, or technology. Every war you have now and the days to come, which are worse than where we are living right now, they are of faith. Today it's not, oh my God, I listen it all the time. This many Christians killed there, this many Christians killed there, this many Christians killed there, this many Christian bombed, this many Christian, this many churches burned, this much, that pastor, that evangelist, they beheaded and na. And when the war started, you know, recently we were hearing a lot of things about the war between India and Pakistan. Recently, I think in 2019, the end of 2019, we were hearing, so we were praying. And you know, somebody saying we are going to attack the Muslim country. Someone said that we are going to attack that Hindu country. And when people look at the United States of America, they would say that we are going to attack this Christian country. So as you pray for Pakistan, do know that the believers in Pakistan are praying for you. We are standing with you and we love you. We honor you and we are there for you. I have come with a few resources, but whatever I have, even my blood, I want to tell you this. And this is not the word. Whenever you will need me, my blood will be there for you. And I will be there for you. My ministry will be there for you. Because we are. How many churches? How many churches? How many churches?
How many churches? How many churches? The church of? The church of? Oh, come on, let this roof hear you. How many churches? Whose church? How many churches? Whose church? The church of? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We are the church of the King of the Kings. And you're the answer to the prayers in Pakistan and Africa. Let's close our eyes. This morning I want you to, before this that you do anything else, I desire to lay my hand morning, and I believe and I heart. If you listen about Pakistan and you're filled with fear, that spirit of fear is going to go. The coward cannot enter the kingdom of God, I tell you. A coward cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's what the word says. If there is any fear, empty yourself. If you have any disease this morning or sickness in your body, do know that the Spirit of God is going to move right here in this place. Pastor Len, we all are about to pray for you, and I'm telling you that this room is filled with the presence of God. I can feel it heavy. The spirit of revival and missions is here. God is raising missionaries from this place. God is raising missionaries from this place. God is raising those financiers, those businessmen who can fund the ministry, who can say that, brother, my seeds are for Pakistan or for any other country. I am not a selfish man, and I never sound like that. Whatever country the Lord lays on your heart, whichever to you, my friend, to ask you, pray for Pakistan this morning. Pray with me that we will see millions and millions saved. Pray with me this morning, and pray for yourself this morning. Empty your hearts. Let's stand on our feet. Can I have the worship team, please? And anything the Lord leads you in, please lead us in worship for a moment. Before this, let me pray for you. Lift up your hands. Shakra baraka to robo robo saka yara baba.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning.
Jesus, Jesus.
I have it to follow Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have the desire to follow Jesus.
No turning.
No other desire. No other mission.
The cross before me. The world behind.
But I want to fill me this morning with your love.
No turning.
Ignite your fire inside me.
The cross
ignite your fire inside me. Ignite your fire inside me. Can we sing hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Let the Holy Spirit move.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit is doing something inside your heart right now.
Hallelujah.
up the keys, please.
Hallelujah.
A little louder.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody who knows that this morning he needs to empty himself or herself, and she is in the urgent need of Jesus in thy life. I want to call you right now to run forward to this platform and do not even think about it. Just run here right now. If you think that you got to empty yourself, you are the one who is saying that, Lord, I am not enough. I need you this morning. I am not enough and I need you this morning. I would like to ask Pastor Len also if he can join me on the platform. We are about to pray for you this morning. Those, now I want to call those also. I want to call those also who are here this morning and they want to present their lives for the service of the Lord. They who want to serve the Lord, who are ready to say this morning, here I am, Lord, use me. Those who are willing to go and win one for the Lord, and some for the Lord, and hundreds for the Lord, and thousands for the Lord, and millions for the Lord, and possibly the billion for the Lord. Those who are ready to say this morning, you got to come here right now. I really want that what I carry on, got to have it right now. Today, you are the answer of my dad's, that daughter and that son who lives in that small village. You are the answer of her prayer. You're the answer of his prayer. If you're sick in your body, you need to come now. If you're sick in your body, you need to come forward right now. And as the worship team will lead us in prayer, we will come down and lay our hands on you. And do know that Holy Spirit is doing something with your life. He's dealing with you right now. You might feel heat on your body. You might fall down on the ground. You might burst into tears, which can happen with you right now. But do not stop that Spirit to heal you, deliver you. The God of miracles is right here. The God of miracles, the God of is right here.